Hey everyone, welcome back to A Life of KG. Today on the show, I have Elva all the way from Australia. She specializes in luxury branding. So in the podcast, we've talked about personal branding and business branding, but today we're going to talk about luxury branding. And she helps businesses scale and attract that high-end client that we all want. So without further ado, here she is.
Hi guys, my name's Ola Goldsmith. You may have seen me on Dragon's Den with my hair business. I'm now helping hair and beauty business owners grow their business faster with my affordable private members group. At just £7 a month, you can cancel anytime. You'll get access to a private members portal full of resources, training, cheat sheets, and so much more. Plus you'll get access to my private Facebook group where I'll deliver live coaching each and every month. So what are you waiting for? Sign up today.
But Katie, it is a pleasure to have you. I'm so excited for our conversation today and just where it takes us, because I'm never very scripted on anything. I always think it's just more genuine, real and authentic, which is a buzzword, when we just get into that convo. So first of all, introduce yourself and tell everybody a bit about what you do, and then I guess I'll do that back, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a joint podcast that we're doing now, so that's exciting. So yeah, I will go first of introducing myself. My name's Katie Godfrey, and I am the owner of KG. Well, it's like a brand. So within that, we have a salon, which I've had for 14 years. No wonder I'm grey. And then I have a product range and a training academy, and I'm also a business mentor to those in the beauty space and podcaster. So many different things. I'm extremely busy. Plus, I've got my two babies. But it's all fun and games. What about you?
Yeah, thank you. So my name is Lassie Potts. I'm a business strategist, and I really work with people who are ambitious and purpose driven with really strong vision. So they've got a business, but they definitely want to focus on more of the strategy. Then, you know, they've done course after course after course, and they just want to actually implement and get a real impact out there of what they do and get more time freedom back. That's a big thing for me. And of course, like, we all want more money, but it's really defining for them what happiness and success is. Business and in life, in terms of them having a real clear idea of what it looks like moving forward. And I think we've done a lot of work the last, you know, coming out of COVID, everybody on thinking about what's the objectives for the next year, 12 months. And I think we have to be more thinking like sustainable longer term than that now. And I think that's where people are really going to amplify and leverage their businesses, is if they have that 3 to 5 year, maybe not necessarily plan right now, but definitely vision of where they see themselves. Because we all know that if we can think about a vision and dream about it as such, then we can create that.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think that's what is definitely missing. People are doing businesses for now and thinking of the money now and want it all quick. And then unfortunately, they're not even reaching 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, because one, they haven't had the strategy in place and they just haven't thought that far. But strategy is a real buzzword at the moment as well. I know both of us are doing like our strategy courses, et cetera, and we're really focusing on that. Do you think that loads of people are, like I said, it's a buzzword, and I was like, strategy, strategy. But what does strategy actually mean to you?
To me, it means that you have a plan towards your desired goals and the outcome of what you want. And like I said, they're the vision. So I've got a plan of what I'm doing when, and that plan's going to get me a specific result. So I know intentionally what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. And I think like anything, people can say they can have a plan, but it's got to be something that you believe in and you know what that looks like to get there step by step, maybe who you need to invest in, what that, you know, level of time that is, understanding, you know, your business mission, what it stands for, your values in business. All of those are absolutely key foundations. And I think, like we were just sharing there, lots of businesses do not have those foundations. So then when it does hit times where I would say you kind of, you plateau, you leverage. And those points, that leverage part like that, but that's where I get really stuck. I'll always know those months. I remember my last one was kind of January, and before that was October. I was like stuck. And it was a personal growth stuck as well. I was like, I'm just really unsure of myself, what I'm doing as well. Mm. I think that having that clear strategy, then the plan, when you go through those periods, helps you get back on track with actually, this is what I'm doing. This is my one thing. This is the reason why. And having that idea of where you're going.
Yeah, business is such a roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, great question. Now, back to you. What does it mean for you and having a strong strategy? Because as you shared, we've just done a lot of work on strategy.
Because I definitely want to be more of a specialist in that field than just say I'm a strategist, because I think a lot of people will assume that's just solely marketing. They're not actually even touching the planning or anything else that's included with that. Or people might just create a plan and there's a few bullet points of this is where I want to go with my business, but not actually looking at that really in depth, not looking at the competitors around them or, you know, the weaknesses that they need to build on. So very, obviously very, very similar to you, but I think it's very needed because more and more people are building businesses, and rightly so, but actually don't have any idea how to keep them going or what a business actually entails. So then that's where we would come in.
It's interesting because I was talking to somebody yesterday, went out for a lovely coffee night in London and we're just chatting away, which is useful because you just need that space sometimes to just think as well and just talk about things. And that's what I love about the coaching side of what I've done before, is just when you say things out loud or you write it down, it has a different impact on how we take it. And we were just talking about, he'd been to an event at Downing Street actually, and he was sharing that how important it is that the UK is actually further ahead than a lot of countries, but we really need small businesses, that we really do. And I think you can easily get into worlds of thinking it's saturated. There's 100,000 coaches in the UK, I think, plus, and you can look at it and think like everybody's competition, and you've got to find your own USP in what you do. And I think I'm very big on belief. Like, you've got 100% believe in what you do and go for it. Almost when people, it's called a little bit like deluded, like people like think like you're for doing what you do. And often we are, because it's not easy. It's not easy. And I think it's hard sometimes when we talk strategy, like we just said there, it's not sexy to sell. It's not what people want.
It's boring, isn't it?
Yeah. It is boring.
I don't really want to talk about this, or no, is that going to get me money? But it is, like, that is the long game. There's no point just being in the short game, because otherwise you're going to be here for 5 minutes.
And I guess if you're struggling to think about right now, listening to us, like, well, what does that mean to me? How do I get a strategy? The point is, you can do it really simply. I remember when I did join a mastermind, but it was a very good mastermind, and I did implement last year. But one of the things that helped me was to really get clear on like a few goals, not like loads. And I know Brian Tracy's got, I think it's Psychology of Selling, he talks about you can never have enough goals. And I was like, not sure about that, because I certainly remember my days of corporate, I got told once I did too many goals because I didn't achieve them. I just had too much to do. And having that clarity on what are the three biggest drivers, I guess, for me, enablers this year to get me from A to B, that transformation, what do I want? And then breaking those down to, well, what does that look like for the next 90 days, and doing like breaking your year down into 90 day blocks, and then focusing all on, if I do this, it will get me that. And then the next 90 days you focus on, that helped me. Then it was, you know, I put those into the three priorities or four or five tops aligned to that goal. So that almost then create my to-do list. So everything I'm doing every day is strategic, intentional, and aligned to my goals for the year.
Which is really good and clever, because sometimes when you look at the goal, it seems like it's so big, but then breaking it down makes it look so much smaller and easier to achieve.
Yeah.
So then you actually hit them. Because like I said, if you have a list of so many goals, you're like, okay, what am I focusing on today? Like, and you won't actually achieve any of them because there's too many.
Yeah.
But if you have like three goals, then it's definitely much more achievable to do that.
Yeah, and I think that's, I did a big thing a couple of months back on time blocking, because again, time's our most valuable asset, right? And people just don't know how to use it. No one teaches this in education, like how to plan your days. And it's the stuff that actually we probably need, because it's one of the basics that I'll start our clients on. And it's like, you've got to structure your day really well to maximize it.
Yeah, because I can't remember who it was. It was mostly someone in our space. And it's like, if you're spending time on something that isn't actually a money-making task, and why are you doing it at all? Yeah. And it really stuck in my head, because it's so easy to just go through your emails. Or is that bringing in money? Most probably not. It's just ticking off the to-do list or scrolling through social, whatever that might be. Like, whatever you're doing in your to-do list, pick the things that are your money-making tasks. Yeah. But how do you feel about time blocking? Because we've just started doing that as a company and those in the office, and we're finding it really, really helpful and actually making our day more structured. How do you work it?
So I'll work it. So I'll do on a Sunday, I will do the time blocking, like what I've got to achieve for the week, what a great week would look like for me. And then I'll kind of reverse engineer it backwards in terms of looking at, I'll always prioritize me first. And you know, you've got amazing children. I don't have kids. I've just got me and my partner in a minute. And I do have a lovely niece, but I prioritize stuff like that because like we were saying at the start, we're striving always for the next day, the next thing. And we forget the reason why we're doing it is to have a great life. And if it all went today, or if it's your last day on earth, I think Steve Jobs' quote always sits with me, but if today's your last 24 hours, like, would you do what you're about to do? That doesn't mean we're going to go and have a G&T and a good time. But you've really got to think about being in the moment and enjoying it as well and loving what you do. And often the reason we're sitting here as business owners is because there's been something that's like sparked that inside for us to go, I love what I do, make your heart sing as such, that you want to do more of it. So I think you can never lose that as well, because you need that. You need your why, your vision when it gets tough, really, really tough. And you have the moments of, I'm going to quit, because you will, and you do, and we will continue to. But having that, then the focus of me first, so my gym, seeing friends, family, and then put work in. And that's, that seems a bit backwards, but what's the point in doing the work if we don't have that time back? And it doesn't mean that I see everybody every day, but it might be like, I haven't seen that person in 3 weeks, or it's planning a phone call to contact them. And then I do the work. And then as well, planning in the time to review and reflect, like what's going well, what's not, what do I need to change for the next week? And then put stuff in. And I think you've got to be a level of discipline with it, that if it's not in my diary, it's not happening.
It's so true. If it's not in my diary, it's not happening. And people actually laugh at me, especially my partner. He's very different, bless him. He's great, but he is not business minded. So he's, I think he thinks I'm just a rocket all the time and I'm just go off my nut. but he doesn't get it. So when he's planning something, I'm like, but it's not in the diary. Or no, I can't. My life's scheduled to a T. Everything is scheduled. And he doesn't get it, but I love the fact that you put in your stuff first, which is so important, because if we burn out, well, the business isn't going to be there, is it? And the people that we love, we're not going to be there for them either. Yeah. And it's very true that if we're, and I say this to my clients all the time, what was the reason you started your business in the first place? Normally it's because you might have wanted to get out of a job, or you felt like you had no choice, or you just wanted freedom, or work around your kids, or whatever that might be. So if you're not creating that, what is the point in doing that? You might as well go into a job and get a salary.
Yeah. No, you're spot on. And it's the same. I'll ask, sometimes I work with people that are, I mentor as well, for people going for their qualifications. And it's the same as that. When that gets tough, or they've got, you know, they've just lost their way with getting their qualifications done, it's like, but why did you do this? Or people that don't want to transition and leave the job they hate, and whether it's part-time, full-time, whatever, they don't want to take that leap. And I'm like, but why did you ever invest in doing a qualification in the first place? What was the point? What was the narrative at the time when you decided to invest time, energy, effort in that, and it's just gone off because you're not focused enough?
Yeah, I know. What was your reason for starting business?
Well, actually, so I was in corporate for 20 years, and I remember going years and years ago, I'd been told, I was quite a bolshy little kid as a like department manager for a retailer. And I was told I'm not a good coach. And I was like, I'm not having that. I'd see managers, my senior team, come in, and then they'd say, oh, I've just done my coaching stuff. It's just a big thing the company bought in. And he was like, I'm coaching them. And I was like, you weren't coaching, you were just telling them what to do. I could do that. And it really irritated me. So I was like, right, I'm going to go and find out what this coaching stuff's about. And this is always quite funny, but I actually met someone on Tinder. He was, I started talking to someone on Tinder, and he was like banging on about his PT, banging on about all these values and stuff. And he was like, what are your values in life? And I was like, what? And he was like, always. And I said, like, all the stuff like that you want to hear. And he said, that's all like the social expectations of what you need, what your real values. And I was like, I have no idea. Then he gave me resources, and I started seeing about coaching. If it was Wayne Dyer at the time, The Law of the Attraction with The Secret, watch that. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. And it just sparked that, again, like that inner spark of I'm loving it. And I went and looked at loads of coaching places. I'm very big on being credible. And I think that's fallen off in the years before us. And I think it's something that's definitely going to change the coaching industry the next few years. People are wising up. And like we've just said, the importance of, we want to do business strategy, but we want to be very good at it and understand, no, this is real strategy. This isn't just us saying it like everybody else is. This is, we're trying to do it, we're focused on it, we're doing it. Let's help you. So I, yeah, found the coaching academy and did two qualifications at once, like you do. Why would you do that? I know, and a full-time job. So then, yeah, focus on corporate and performance coaching. And then I've continued with the CPD coaching, which I love with them. And now I mentor with the coaching academy. So that's, again, you see the opportunities, like you create your own luck. It's not luck that it's landed. I've created this, and it's been, that was 2016 I joined. It's not been a quick overnight. I then, you know, didn't know whether I wanted to leave or not with the corporate industry, because I was never allowed to talk about it at work. It wasn't a good thing to talk about with directors. They didn't want to know. Even though you think it would bring it into the business and what I did, it was always, she'll just leave. So she'll take it. And I was like, okay. And I did end up leaving in the end, because it was just not what I wanted anymore. And I had to take that big leap. And I think I didn't realize how scary that is for people. I took that bit for granted.
Yeah, it is really scary.
You take, I guess, my risk thresholds. I take big risks, and I didn't see that until actually doing this and seeing that, yeah, it is a lot. But I think, again, like we've talked here, that you can have a plan for it. It's not the be all and end all. You can be very stuck in something you absolutely hate. And I think when you truly get to a place of you really hate what you're doing and you don't want to get out of bed to go and do it, that real pain point. I did a lot of research on it, like the pain versus pleasure. And people have been at real, real point of pain to make that change. And I was there. I was literally, I just don't want to do this anymore. Like, nothing's fun in my life, nothing. And what's the point?
You guys that know me know that I love my supplements. It is a must as part of my lifestyle. And I personally use Sky Premium Life. They have a huge range to choose from. So no matter what you're kind of looking for, I'm pretty sure they're going to have. But I personally use the collagen and the hair supplements. And the difference in my skin and hair is absolutely incredible. They are super reasonable, so go and check them out. And if it was something that you also wanted to reach out, you can do that within your businesses. So we've recently brought them within the salon too, so our clients can then buy from us. But you can still just use it yourself, or you can use it in your business. So go and check them out. And there is also a 15% discount code below in the show notes. Life is just way too short, isn't it, to think that. And I've never been in that situation, because I've always had a business since I was little. So I don't know what that's like, but obviously having teams and hearing all their stories from the past, obviously I can imagine what that's like. But I can be the opposite and get really frustrated, because I can be like, you can do anything you want to do, you can create a life, whatever you want. There's always going to be tests and obstacles that come in the way, but you know, you can literally create the life that you want. But it's taking that leap, isn't it, that leap of faith, and having that mindset that you can do it.
I don't think you don't have to do it on your own.
No,
so you just you've got to, again, like we say, invest, and I haven't got the money and things like that, but it's like, you can find the money if you want to, but you've got to have a plan on how you use that as well. And you've got to be really clear, like we've said, of what that looks like, to help, because don't do it on your own.
Business is the most loneliest place anyway.
Yeah.
And then doing it on your own is just madness. Like, always have that backup of a coach or of a mastermind or whatever it is that you need, because the friends and family don't really get it, do they? As much as they will support and love what you do, hopefully, they won't really understand the real struggles that you have in business.
Yeah, and that's something you've got to overcome. It's harder than I thought it would be. I think my dad didn't get what I didn't. I won an award at the Coaching Academy in 2019 and took him to this amazing event in London, big evening and everything. And then he was like, wow, like, I get it. And I was like, cool. It's been like 4 years. and my partner doesn't. But there's a lovely part in that. I don't want them to either, because I don't want what I have when I worked in retail before, and I'd had relationships with people in retail where we all talk the same stuff, and that I want that attachment, and I want somebody that can see things very differently from the outside. Let's take me from that world. It's very nice. We can get, in business, you can just get in bubbles. You really can. And you start to doubt yourself, or you look at other things, or I'm not there yet, or it can be great in that aspect to surround yourself with people and you become who they are, etc. and aspire to things, but that can also do the opposite, and you've got to be aware of that. So then sometimes have that world where you can completely switch off and you can turn off your WhatsApp business or turn off your second phone and things, which I recommend you do, and just have that time. And you need that. You need to, because that's probably the part where, and again, it's, they always say that success leaves clues. And when you, you know, like thinking about the fact of, I remember reading a book once said that there's a reason why people are very successful meditate or they're mindful. And it's the same with that. People say when you switch off, that's when your creativity kicks in. That's what you need to do. And you've got to trust that, but you've got to do it as well. And I truly believe in that, with exactly that scenario of switching off from work.
Yeah, I am huge on that, because I always used to have, well, I still do, holidays quite a lot. And people used to go, well, you're always on holiday. But for me, as much as obviously that's a luxury, that used to give me that mental space to one, switch off, but then it would make me so creative. Yeah. And I'd always either come home with a new idea or a new business. It was like a running joke back in the day that, oh, she's gone on holiday, she's going to come back with a new business. But I stopped that after I was like serial entrepreneur. And I was like, actually, what changes can I make in my business? What new fresh ideas can I come out with? And just having that space to stop, reflect, recharge, which is so important, and then being able to start again when you come back was huge. Or sometimes if I just get so busy, I will end up just, I'll just book a holiday and a night away somewhere and just be on my own in a hotel room and just have that time to be able to recharge, reflect, and then come back and be fully charged again. It's really important.
It is important. I was doing a process with somebody yesterday about what I need to stop right now as well, and what I need to let go of. And I guess we can all think that everything's a priority. I've got to be doing this and that. But that's not actually going to help you. Focusing on your one thing is actually, like I said at the start, do less more. Like, don't do less better. It's a skill, I think, actually, to start working on is saying that actually it's a no for now, and making sure you know what the right things are. And actually, you're not always going to know. It's just going to come with experience as well and time. And I know that's where you get better as well, but you've got to allow yourself that freedom to create that space to think.
Yeah. And so, like I said, saying yes all the time, like, I used to always be like that. I'll be yes to that opportunity, yes to that speaking gig, yes to going out and doing whatever, like yes, 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 all the time.
Yeah.
And actually think, okay, why am I doing all of this? Is that actually making me focused on what my goal is? Like, is that getting me towards there? Or actually saying no is really powerful and keeps you on track sometimes.
Yeah. And asking ourselves the questions we ask our clients as well, and some basic things. I remember I asked yesterday to a bunch of my clients, said, like, what was the reason you invested in me? And all of the answers back are really different. And I was like, oh, wow. And it's incredible. Like, we don't assume that we know everything about things, or, you know, what people want and actually need and things. And just ask more as well. We'll give us that clarity.
Yeah, definitely. So interesting. The world of business, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is. So what do you think has been, if you'd say, what's been your one biggest challenge the last 12 months in your business?
The last 12 months, I would say, actually, this is quite easy for me. The biggest challenge has been of where am I as a businesswoman? Because I have multiple businesses. Pre-COVID, they completely run themselves and were completely successful in their own rights. And obviously so I could focus then on what business needed work on at that time, which was my coaching business, because that was brand new. And then obviously COVID happened, and obviously there's been some damage to all businesses out there during COVID.
Yeah.
So obviously there's been the picking up the pieces, the staff turnovers, the change of direction in all companies. So I've been feeling spread in all directions and spread thin, and I found that really difficult. So my challenge has been building the teams back up again, what they were pre-COVID, and then making sure I completely step away again like I was, because I don't ever recommend having multiple businesses until the first one is successful in its own rights, and you can refocus on the new one. So that's definitely been my challenge this year. And I would say that I've got to that place in my head where I know exactly where I'm going and what I should be spending my time on rather than spreading myself too thin. And when it comes to the coaching side, I was stuck on, who am I even coaching? And I really struggled to know who my audience was, because I love business. I feel like I can teach many different industries, but you do have to have that niche. Yeah. But I was always known as like the salon owner coach, but I was like, I can teach so much more than just salon owners. So now I've branched out to everyone in beauty, but it's actually quite nice because then business is business, right? So I do have the odd other industry that will come into me and I'll just do VIP days with them rather than in a group setting. So it's just been really nice to have now a true focus of where I'm going, because it's definitely been a test over the last 12 months because it's been blurred.
Yeah, and I massively echo that part about building your audience. The challenge I've had is I had some rapid growth at the start of my first year, and then it was realizing that what got you here isn't going to get you to the next level of growth that you want, but you still can't negate some of the basics of what you did. Exactly like we said earlier, the building your audience of, you've got to get in conversations every day. Like, you've got to keep building your audience. You've got to engage with potential new prospects all the time. And so it's the foundational part has to be there, and it's working out what my foundations are. And then, but also leveraging the stuff that, well, I can't do that same way. It's got to be this. And an example might be the moment I'm doing a big launch for taking my 3 months program, which is one-to-one, to a group, because I just cannot time-wise do that group client, the amount of clients in one-to-one at the minute. So it's going to have to go to group. Then that helps me automate something. But then you've got to create something. You've got to also deliver to the client base you've got. And then, like I said, you've got to keep the foundations going. So that part, again, that leveraging is really challenging. And I think you just, like you were sharing, you need to get really clear on who you're talking to, what you're doing, and then sticking to that as well. But that's
you have to be so clear. Yeah, you have to be so clear. And building the audience is no joke. Like, I've been saying this lots to my clients at the moment. You're only going to be selling more, whether that's courses, programs, booking clients in, whatever that might be, you're only going to be able to sell more and scale if the audience is there, because it all comes down to the stats.
Yeah.
So it's always just building, like you said, and it is every day. And that's not easy, because you're constantly in conversations with people all day, every day. You can't really switch off from that. So it's difficult building an audience, but it's one of the most important parts to scaling rather than just staying where you are now.
Yeah, and then knowing where you take them, you know, that clear direction, because people are looking to you, in whether we like it or not, whether we see it, they will put you as an expert and they'll put you on a pedestal. And you've got to be able to then confidently share them, this is what you need to do next, this is what it looks like, because no one bought from somebody ever that was not confident in what they did, right?
I've really noticed physically talking to people or reaching out with people with voice notes so people can physically hear you is so much better than just over messaging. Because before I met you, actually, I'd never used to jump on calls with people. And obviously, I'm at the moment in the middle of launching my mastermind, and it's application only, so I've been doing calls with people, and it's so much more powerful. But then, even if I'm selling something that's not as high ticket, in the DMs and in on so any social platform, just doing voice notes is a complete game changer.
And it's the amount of people talking about, just pick up the phone. That's like, when, you know, years ago we didn't have social media, you do it all the time, right? And then suddenly people like, social media absolutely massively helps businesses grow, let's be honest. And if you're not on it, it's challenging for you, I think. And I think that's just a reality. But I'm not saying that you can't build a business that's you know, offline. But I don't think the world's in that place. And we've got to be more adaptable if we want to grow, like I said, at start sustainable businesses. But there is, it's us getting over our fears and just getting out there and starting a conversation with somebody. And it also, I did a podcast a few weeks back, actually, with a previous client. And it was all around, it just starts with a conversation of like, hello. That's what everything starts with, isn't it? Hi, how are you? Tell me more about you. And that relationship. And the biggest part to get that relationship to is the trust.
And they need to hear that, don't they, from you? That trust part gets built when you're building the relationships with them.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's, if you're struggling or thinking like you're hitting your head against a brick wall and it's not going anywhere, you've got to have the patience. You've got to, again, have the clear strategy or idea of what you're talking about, where you're taking people, where you're putting them into a funnel, and what that looks like for them, and serve and help them on the way, of course. You know, you've got to be able to add that value, and then that's what they start to trust in so that they can get results.
Yeah, definitely.
So I always ask a question at the end, and sometimes I share it and sometimes I don't, because I think it's, I like to, again, like just keep the thing of let's just go for what first comes to mind. But I always keep a little list as well. I'm going to ask a question at one of my previous guest, and he was my first PT actually for 2 years. But he asked this question. There was a group, two of us on the podcast, actually. It was Luke and Cass, if you ever want to go back from my podcast. And Luke's a gym owner, Cass is the head coach there. And he just said this question, which I'm going to ask you in a minute. And then Luke was like, damn, like, how do I follow that? It was just like a mic drop moment. It's like, wow. So the question was,
oh God.
Katie, if you look back 20 years from now, would you care about what you're worrying about now?
Oh God. No.
Sounds simple, doesn't it? But it's got depth.
Yeah. No, I don't think I would worry about what I'm worrying about now. But what I've also learned on worry is, because I'm a worrier, so if I'm worrying about something now, I'm better at letting it go, because I'll say, will this affect me in 2 years' time?
Yeah.
Will whatever I'm worrying about affect me in 2 years' time? If not, I let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's a quick worry, if it's something that's going to affect my life, then worry about it.
Yeah, that's so important. I love that. And I think, yeah, the same really. It's just grounding myself and asking those questions to myself, like, actually, how important is this? Or, and again, like that part of letting go, which is an exercise I'm going to work on today, like live and breathe it. I have to keep doing these things and they work. But yeah, amazing. It's so lovely to have a conversation with you. Really.
Yeah, and you.
Where can people connect with you?
So I'd say socials is the best bet. I'm always in my DMs. So Instagram, which is KG_KatieGodfrey. And there's kgbusinessmentor.com if you want to check out the website. And what about you?
So yeah, thank you. So I'm Nasty Potts Coaching on Instagram. And then my website is nastypottscoaching.co.uk as well. So it's that's the best place you can connect me, DM, and I'll come back to you pretty quick.
Perfect. We will put all of the links in the show notes anyway. Okay. So you guys thank can you. Just scroll and hit and follow.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Are you a trainer with a salon or an academy and would love to grow with government funding, but just need some help and support? Or maybe you're somebody that would like to start your own academy or even just train. Get in touch today with TMB to help you on this journey. See our link in the show notes.